Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to take up Senate Joint Resolution number 104.
The senator from Pottawatomie asks unanimous consent to call up Joint Resolution 104. Seeing no objection, so ordered. The chair recognizes the senator from Webster, Senator Beal, for Resolution 104. You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and colleagues, today we're honored to host the Consul General from Canada, Martin Loken, and his marvelous staff. This week, and in fact the couple of weeks, the eyes of the nation, indeed the world, are on the Olympics in Vancouver, British Columbia. But it's also important to note that the United States and Canada possess a very special and positive relationship every day of the year. We are each other's best trading partner. We share common values and, for the most part, a common language, eh? We have the longest unfortified border, both in terms of years and miles. We are friends, allies, and partners. And today, we proclaim proudly Canada Day at the State House. I would like to ask the Secretary of the Senate, Mike Marshall, to read the resolution, Senate Resolution 104.
Senate Resolution number 104 by Senators Beal, Black, Butker, Frazee, and Seymour. A resolution to honor the historical, political, cultural, social, and economic relationship among Canada, the United States, and Iowa, and recognizing February 17, 2010, as Canada Day at the State House. Whereas Canada and the United States share not only a 5,500-mile border, which is the world's longest secure border, but also a common history, heritage, and destiny based on shared ideals and democratic principles. And whereas relations between Canada and the United States span more than two centuries, and the two countries have developed one of the most successful international relationships in the modern world. And whereas for over 100 years, Canada and the United States have stood together as allies and defense partners, fighting tyranny and terrorism in a partnership that remains resolute even today. And whereas the United States is Canada's largest export market, with the United States importing $343 billion in goods from Canada, while exporting $262 billion in goods to Canada. And whereas the relationship between Canada and Iowa is equally strong, combining a complex and growing network of social, economic, and even familial ties. And whereas it is estimated that 78,000 jobs in Iowa are supported by Canada-United States trade, and whereas Canada is Iowa's top export market, with Iowa exports to Canada valued at $3.5 billion, and Iowa imports from Canada valued at $4.2 billion. And whereas Iowa exports to Canada include steel products, oilseed cake and meal, organic chemicals, air conditioning and refrigeration units, and tractors, while Iowa imports include natural gas, oils, fertilizers, live animals, and steel products. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate that the Senate honors the relationships between the peoples and the governments of Canada, the United States, and Iowa, allies in war, friends and neighbors in peace, and partners in economic prosperity. And be it further resolved that in honor of our strong and growing relationship, the Senate recognizes February 17, 2010, as Canada Day at the Iowa State House.
Mr. President, I move Senate Resolution 104 be adopted.
The senator from Webster, Senator Beal, moves Senate Resolution 104. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. The chair recognizes the senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we especially want to welcome the Honorable Martin Loken, Consul General for Canada, who is Canada's top diplomat in the Upper Midwest. Mr. Loken joined Canada's Foreign Service 20 years ago, and he represented his great nation in Prague, at the World Trade Organization, and at the United Nations in Geneva. He has worked on major trade agreements in the Western Hemisphere and Japan. Just a side note, to further relations between the United States and Canada, Mr. Loken married a Minnesota girl, a Carleton College graduate. We would like to welcome the Honorable Mr. Loken to Iowa, and I would like to present, on behalf of the International Relations Committee, for both the House, Representative Helen Miller, and the Senate here, to recognize and honor the Honorable Martin Loken, Canadian Consul General, proclaiming him a distinguished guest of the people of Iowa and declaring today Canada Day at the Iowa State Capitol. Mr. Loken?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President, for allowing me the floor here this morning. And it is a huge honor to be here in this beautiful chamber. And what an honor that the Senate of Iowa has just passed this wonderful resolution. I'd like to thank in particular Senator Beal, the indefatigable Senator Beal, and his colleagues on the International Affairs Committee for spearheading this effort to declare this Canada Day at the Iowa State House. My office, we're based in Minneapolis, and we cover five states in the upper Midwest. And this year, in fact, marks the 40th year since Canada established an office in the Midwest, and it's 30 years that that we have been representing Canada in Iowa specifically from our office. And we greatly value the relationships that we've built over the years with senators here and with representatives and with the state administration. And it's all part of what Senator Beal was just describing as an incredible partnership between Canada and the United States. I think there's no other two countries in the world that have a relationship as deep as ours, as friends, as neighbors, and as allies. That we heard about the economic ties, very strong economic ties, over $600 billion in two-way trade between our countries in 2008. And we're not so much selling things to one another as we are making things together, because much of the trade between our countries is actually trade between companies, trade of supply chains that crisscross the border. And this makes the North American economy stronger. It creates jobs. We heard some 78,000 jobs in Iowa alone are supported by the trade between Canada and Iowa. And it really is goes to show just how high the quality of Iowa products are, whether it's the things that come out of the ground here in Iowa or what's been created and shaped and molded by your hands and your minds. It's Canada is a great market. Something like one-third of what Iowa sells to the world, one-third goes to Canada. It's over $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in Iowa. And we make some pretty good stuff in Canada too, so that's why the two-way trade is very high, almost $8 billion in 2008. And this interconnectedness of our economies is something that the Canadian and the U.S. governments have realized and recognized through concluding an agreement that actually went into force yesterday, whereby we ensure access to one another's government procurement markets at the federal and state and provincial levels. And our governments were able to reach this deal because we realized that jobs are better secured by opening economic opportunities to one another than by closing them to one another. You know, the close Canada-US relationship also extends to energy. Canada is your biggest energy supplier and a key to North American energy security. The United States imports more oil from Canada than it does from Saudi Arabia and Kuwait combined, more oil from Canada than from Venezuela and Iraq combined. In fact, Canada has the world's second largest reserves of oil, some 175 billion barrels. So ethanol from the Midwest, combined with gasoline processed from Canadian oil, plays a big part in providing the fuels that drive Iowa and other Midwest economies. But in addition to that, abundant Canadian natural gas and renewable hydroelectric power, which flows through our interconnected energy distribution systems, again, helps to drive both of our economies. But, you know, all these facts and numbers about economic exchanges and energy trade and so on don't really tell the full story about our nations. The underpinnings of our relationship, what really makes it work, are the fundamental values that we share. Both of our countries believe in similar principles that shape our societies. Canada, like the U.S., is a nation rooted in the values of freedom, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. We believe in individual enterprise and fairness. Ours, like yours, is a nation where we respect the individual and seek to create a society that offers opportunity to all. These similar values are manifest in our democratic societies, where we cherish free speech, free and fair elections, and a commitment to help the less fortunate among us. It's because we have so much in common that our national interests throughout history have so often intersected. Our friendship has been shown in the defense of our shared values when Canadian and U.S. soldiers have fought and died together in the First and Second World Wars, in Korea, in the Gulf War, in Kosovo, and in Bosnia. And it's there to be seen today in Afghanistan as soldiers and aid workers from our two nations seek to bring peace and security to the long-suffering people of that troubled land. And it's in this context that I commend the brave men and women of the Iowa National Guard, who I understand are to be deploying to Afghanistan in the coming months. But the most compelling evidence of the close relationship we share is found in our family and personal ties. When all said and done, the measure of relations between our two countries is not about governments or business or investment or trade statistics. It's about people. We share similar immigrant histories, family ties, and friendships stretch seamlessly across the border, and we see in each other much of ourselves. And that goes for legislators as well. I know many of you here in this chamber have over the years forged friendships with Canadian counterparts in provincial legislatures as you together tackle many common problems. As Senator Beal mentioned just earlier, right now it's the Winter Olympics happening in Vancouver. As Canadians, we're very, very proud that the eyes of the world are on Vancouver. And, you know, in a world that's so often characterized by divisions, tension, and conflict, the friendship between Canada and the United States in all its dimensions is a terrific model for the world. So with that, Mr. President, let me thank you once again for this tremendous honor to invite me and my colleagues from our Consulate General in Minneapolis here in this chamber today. Thank you for passing that wonderful resolution, and I wish all of you the very best in your work. Merci beaucoup.